Last month saw one of the biggest malicious attacks the web has witnessed on the French internet hosting company OVH. Hackers hit the system with data requests at the rate of a terabit per second at the site, swamping the servers and causing huge disruption. Now, the code used to launch the attack has been released online. As a result, there are fears that these types of attacks could be about to mushroom. Peter Cowley, our ever-ready tech guru, is here with us to explain more. So, Peter, how did the attackers swamp the server with that much data? That's a big attack, isn't it?
Yes. It's actually called a distributed denial of service attack. The distributed means it's come from various directions, and denial of service means that the server's been overwhelmed and therefore responds very slowly. So if you went onto it as a normal user, something would probably take a second to build might take hours and hours and hours. And the amount of data you said is in the terabit level. Some of us will remember the Encyclopedia Britannicus, which was a printed encyclopedia that was probably about 3 feet long on the shelf. It's only for possibly the older people because it's all online now. That actually works out as about 350 full sets of Encyclopedia Britannicas per second being shot at the server, which actually weighs 9 tons, as it turns out. So it's a huge amount of data.
This attack, so sending all these requests like, come on server, tell me stuff, that's coming from individual people's devices that have been taken over, and they might not even know it. How does that happen? What's going on there?
Yes. So what they did, they scanned the internet and found 150 or so thousand webcams, not the ones that are built into a PC or laptop, and that had not had their default passwords changed. And this is the biggest lesson you can learn from today. Change your default password on these pieces of connected home kit. Then they altered the internal address to where the camera was sending its video data to the OVH server, presumably. And so it was streaming 150,000 sets of video at the same time. That is a huge amount of data.
So you've said they did this. What do we know about who they are?
It sort of has got out into the internet. There's a guy called Krebs in the States who's a journalist who's well known for saying things about terrorists, shall we say, that they don't want to hear or don't want to be publicised. His website was being hosted on OVH. Who was doing it? Don't know. That hasn't come into the public domain yet.
What risk does this have for us as individuals? Obviously, it's very, very inconvenient and potentially very bad for companies if their servers are under attack like this.
What's the risk? The risk is that something can be seen that you don't want to be seen. So, for instance, I had a look online and there's a website which actually shows a picture of the radio telescope array near Cambridge, which is off one of the cameras on the site there. Hacking into cars, we've heard about. So there's a whole stack of things that potentially could go wrong. Of course, go back to what I said, change the default password.
So that's basically the key piece of advice here, is if you have any device that's going on the internet, change the password? Do we need to change them regularly? What's the best way to protect yourself with passwords?
Well, first of all, if you really are worried about this, don't buy one of these devices. But on the basis that the benefits outweigh the risks, then the first thing to do is to change the default password. And then secondly, is to trust the cloud system it's connected to be good enough to protect you in that situation. So on the basis that we're moving towards a more and more connected life with our phones and then the 100 billion or so connected devices in time, we have to trust the companies to protect us.
Thank you very much. That's our tech expert, Peter Cowley.